Trump touts getting wokeness out of the military, recruiting numbers up. By Christina Wong on March 4, 2025. President Donald Trump touted getting wokeness out of the United States military, as well as record recruitment numbers during his speech to a joint session of Congress. Wokeness is trouble. Wokeness is bad. It's gone. It's gone, and we feel so much better for it, don't we? Don't we feel better our service members won't be activists and ideologues? They will be fighters and warriors. They will fight for our country, he said. Trump thanked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, adding, he's not big into the woke movement. I can tell you, I know him well. Trump also touted record recruitment figures for the Army. I am pleased to report that in January, the U.S. Army had its single best recruiting month in 15 years, and that all armed services are having among the best recruiting results ever in the history of our services. What a difference, he said. He noted abysmal recruitment numbers during the Biden administration. It was just a few months ago where the results were exactly the opposite. We couldn't recruit anywhere. We couldn't recruit. Now, we're having the best results just about that we've ever had. What a tremendous turnaround. It's really a beautiful thing to see people love our country again. It's very simple. They love our country and they love being in our military again. So it's a great thing, and thank you very much. He then surprised 17-year-old Jason Hartley with admission to the United States Military Academy, also known as West Point. Hartley's father, grandfather, and great-grandfather had all served. He lost his father, a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, when he was a boy, and he wanted to carry on his family's legacy of service. Trump said Hartley is a high school senior and a six-letter varsity athlete with a 4.46 GPA. I'm pleased to inform you that your application has been accepted. You will soon be joining the Corps of Cadets, Trump announced. Jason, you're going to be on the long gray line. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on